This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shus Avma, the author of Shlita, Shus Atzibu. This is Gemara Mesechtes Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Sholech le'Rami b'Yecheskel le'Rav Huna. Rami b'Yecheskel sent to Rav Huna, Eimi lon izi, tell me my chaver, Hanoch mili ma'al yisa, these good words, mili ma'al yisa, the omrit lo mishmei de Rav, tarti b'Shabbos v'choda b'teira. Zog the Heilige Gemara, what's the choda b'teira? The Omar Rav, Asido Teiro Shetishtakach mi Yisrael, Shenema Hifla Hashemes Makoyscha, Haflo Azu Eni Yedei Mahu, Kishuoyme Hechein Hinini Yosef Lahafli Es Omar Ze, Haflo Vofela, Havoyme Haflo Azu Teiro. The Gemara is a Gemara Pella Admiot. Two questions on the Gemara. First of all, who told the Rav to tell us such a psura ra? I see the Torah shetishtakech mi Yisrael. Why do we have to know that? If it would be a nevuah, it aklal akovish nevuah is loike. But a member of Rav at Rasha and he has to tell us a psura like that, that I see the Torah shetishtakech mi Yisrael. The question is a greater question. He asked him to say, Mili ma'al yisa de Rav. Mili ma'al yisa. He didn't find a greater Mili ma'al yisa than Asida Torah Shetishtakech mi Yisrael. That's called Mili ma'al yisa. Both of these questions asks the Rebbe de Beis Yisrael in Parshas Nosei. Hafladika questions. And he answers in one line. To moira the kemilid ma'al yisa that Rav told us. That if you're going to know the danger that is coming, that I see the Torah shetishtakech mi Yisrael, you'll learn how to watch yourself. It's a takemile ma'al yisa. Because if shikris ha'teira comes and you don't know it's coming, then you don't know how to prepare yourself. Rav told us of the danger that is ahead. And if there's danger ahead, then you know how to prepare yourself. Is this Taka Mila Ma'al Yisa? And Taka Rav knew that there's a necessity to tell Klal Yisrael that I see the Torah Shetishtakech and there's something to do about it. There's a way to see to it that it shouldn't become Nishtakech. Steht on the Gemara Anoyre Dikizach. That to tell a person that there's danger ahead is Mila Ma'al Yisa. And the tachlis of the Mila Ma'al Yisa is that a person should watch himself. More than that, says the Rebbe de Beis Yisrael, that Rav darshened a posik with a intent to teach you how to watch yourself. If Rav brought the posik of a hifla, and he says, Aflo zu en yedeya mahu, and he brings another pasuk in Yosef lahafli es ha'omazeh. Why is he using this pasuk? Why daika does this pasuk teach me? We had a parasha in Parashas Nosai of Ishki yafli neder linder nazir lahazir. Rav wanted to tell you that the Torah gave you an eitzah for the lahafli, a different lahafli. Let us learn a Gemara, Mesechtes Nedarim, Mesechtes Nazir, twice in Shas, the same piece of Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Tesam at Beis says the following, Shimon HaTzadik never ate from a Osham Nazir. Once only he ate from a Osham Nazir. Why? There was once another Echad Min HaDarim. And he came and he had such beautiful hair. And he asked him, Mari Isa, why did you go and become a Nazir? So he told him, Raya Yisi La'aba Be'iri. I was a roya for my father in my city. And the way the Maral says, he was mekayim a mitzvah of kibedav. And be'iri, he didn't go away to run away to a place where nobody saw him. He was in the town. He wasn't in a hidden place. And I went to go to the water, and I went to fill up with water. And I saw in the water a reflection of my tzura. I saw what I looked like in the reflection of the water. Pachaz ala yitzri. The Yetzirah jumped on me. So what was the Yetzirah when the Yetzirah jumped on me? I was mekabel naziris. It says in the Gemara, you know what the Yetzirah wanted to do? Bikish l'tardeini min ha'olam. He wanted to rip me out of this world. And the only Yetzirah that I had was naziris. State in the Gemara that when there comes a Yetzirah of pachaz ala yitzri, ubikish l'tardeini min ha'olam, what's the Yetzirah against such a Yetzirah? The parasha of naziris. Like the Beis Yisrael, that's exactly what Rav was megala. Asida Torah shetishtakach. Where do we know it from? From Chinni Yosef Lahafli Esam Azeh. So there's another Lahafli. Ishki Yafli Linder Neder Nazir Lahazir. That's going to save you from the Asida Torah shetishtakach. So let us learn a lesson. Let's take the words Asida Torah Shetishtakach and let's learn it in our life. Summer is coming. The Nisyonis of summer are coming. In other words, the right words are Taka Asida Torah Shetishtakach, because summer has its Nisyonis and summer has its problems and summer has its losses. I could say Eidus in front of an Aron Kodesh, that I never spoke to a bacher that had nisyonis. I never spoke to a bacher that was veering from the derech hayashar, that his first yirida wasn't in the summer months. Never. Never did I have a bacher that didn't tell me that his first yirida in Yiddishkeit, or to tell you the truth, not a bacher, not a girl, that their first yirida wasn't in the summer months. Because the summer months have the Nisyonis. And not only in 2018. The Heilige Chassam Sefer writes in Drashas Chassam Sefer that the reason why we say Pekei Avos in the summer months, and he explains it by Riches in the Drashas, because in the summer months we go walking in the parks, and we go walking in the streets, and we have nisyonis in the summer, and we have to teach Pekei Avos to watch for the nisyonis. So in the days of the Heilige Chassam Sefer, when there was still Kifus Hadas in Klal Yisrael, there was still Rabbanus in Klal Yisrael, and there was still control in Klal Yisrael, the Chassam Sefer says that the summer months were a nisyon. What do we say today? So what is the Eitzah Taka for the summer months? It says in this week's parasha, Vayhi bin Soya Arayn, Vayoyme Moshe, before the parasha and after the parasha, there are two nunen. A lot of Torah said for these two nunen. There was just printed a nuk savyad achumish, a sefer Bamidbar called Rush Vechidush, from one of the Gedolei Yerushalayim, Yad Yeminoi from Rabbi Yosef Chaim. He says a word ilamale, only this word of mentanzen as a sefer was printed. What are the nunin? He says a drush word with such a neuridical lesson. The Eibishter made water, that water is heavier than a person. And that's why when a person goes into water, he floats. And that's why he's able to swim in water, because the Eibishter made that the water is heavier. Why does a person have pachat to go into water and he's going to drown? Because he doesn't know that. And he's afraid of it. And if he goes in with pachat, he makes himself heavy and he drowns. Because the pachat is what gives him, he loses his ability to be lighter than the water. And then he drowns. Zokte de zelbe is emes in ruchnis. We have the ability to swim in the waters of the world. Even though the waters of the world are stormy, and even though the nesiyonos of the world are terrible, but we have the koyach to be able to swim in the world. The reason why we don't swim in the world is because we have a pachat, and we're afraid of the water, and when we're afraid of the water, we drown in the water. You heard Dvarim Neiraim, Vayihi bin Sayarim, is Meramis on Golos, is Meramis when we go into Golos, Vayihi bin Sayarim. So it says before Vayihi bin Sayarim Anun, and after Vayihi bin Sayarim Anun, because Anun is in Aramis, in Targum, Anun is a fish. And it's telling you your eights of Ahibin Sayah Arain, that you have the ability to swim in the water. You have the ability to have a kiyam in the water. But what is your way to know that? Only if you realize that you have the ability to swim, and you don't have a pach out of it, and you don't think that you have to compromise, and you don't think that you have to join the world, but you realize that you could swim in it, and you could go above it, and you could swim through it, then you'll have a kiyum. Noire ve'oyim dekipshat dvarim niflaim ad miyait. So he teaches us a noire dekelimut. A noire dekelimut that avada do amoyer dekis sakana in the world. And avada we have to realize there's a sakana. But on the other side we have to have emuna. Emuna that we have the ability and that we have the koiches to swim. If the seeing this Moira de Kivert, I reminded myself that in Zayir HaKadosh it says, Torah is Nimshel Lamayim, which water? Steht in Zayir HaKadosh, Mei Shotu, water that you swim in them. The Sasemis writes in Parshas Kisavai, what is the Kavana of the Zayir HaKadosh? Before we come to the Nupshat, the Zayir HaKadosh, he says, means the following. Nobody can learn to swim in water standing on the outside. You can't teach a person to swim and tell him that you do this, you do this. If he's not going to go into the water, he's never going to learn to swim. Dr. Sasemis, you can't learn Torah unless you jump in. Just like water. Dr. Sasemis, everybody knows that in water, at first you float, then you swim, then you could dive into the deepest water. And what? Who teaches you? The water itself teaches you. The more comfortable you get with the water, the more you're able to do and be able to swim in the water. The Zelbez Mitairak Daisha. If you'll jump in the beginning you'll only be able to float. Soon you'll be able to swim. Soon you'll be able to delve and dive into the deepest of waters of the Torah. Because the Torah teaches you. But we can use the Zelba Zayir HaKadosh after hearing this word. What gives me the ability to swim in this world? What gives me the ability to be fish in this world and to be able to overcome the world? Because the Eibishter gave us the Torah HaKadosh. And if the Eibishter gave us the Torah HaKadosh, we have to have emunah that we have the ability to overcome. I want to say over a word that I've repeated lately a lot, for one reason, because the Yid that hears this word, daf tantzen v'asimcha. We say, lahagid baboiker chazdecha v'emunoscha baleilois. Let's touch the posik, simple touch, lahagid. We have to say Eidus, we have to repeat, we have to be Farsim, Baboike in the nice times, in the good times, Chazdecha, the Chesed of the Eibishter. Very good. Ve'emunoscha, your emuna? Or we have emuna in you? Baleilois. So if it means that we have emuna in you, it shouldn't say emunoscha like it says Chazdecha. So how do you touch the pasuk? Steht in Sefer HaKeda. Dvarim Neiroim Ad Miyot. V'emunoscho b'leilois. Leilois refers to golus. The Gemara says on Psochem da Bezom is Bez. Choshech, Laila, golus, nisyonis, darkness, dark times. Who sent us into this dark world? Eibishter. Who took our neshama from Lamaila Mikisei HaKoveit and sent it down into 2018? Eibishter. So he trusted me. He trusted me that I could be in this world. V'emunoscha b'leilos. Your emuna, your trust in Klal Yisrael, that I could put you into a matzav of Laila and you'll overcome. Does it touch in Posik? Half of a fella. Everybody in the world realizes that if you get a pekodin of $100 million, you're not angry at the person that gave you the pekodin. You feel very good about it. He trusts me with $100 million cash. The Eibishter trusted us with a world that he didn't entrust anybody yet since Dora Mabel. He didn't trust any neshama to be exposed to what we are exposed to. What we are exposed to, we're already adults, so-called, and we don't realize it maybe. But if the Satmar of Zchusei Yagna Aleinu said in Tavshi and Yud Dalit, that one day in Williamsburg he's exposed to what he wasn't exposed his whole life in before the war. Manoimar on our children. Manoimar on our children without technology, without talking about technology, just talking about walking down Avenue J, walking down Coney Island Avenue, walking down King's Highway. They see in one day what your great-grandparents or grandparents didn't see me, yoimi, voldom ad yoimaisam. It's not a guzma. It's not a guzma. One walk down Avenue J in Coney Island Avenue, they see more than your grandparents saw, mi yoimi, voldom ad yoimaisam. And the Eibishter trusted us. He trusted us that we'll stay good and we'll stay clean and we'll stay the way he wants and we'll return our neshama. Barachata b'vayecha, barachata b'tzeisecha, we'll return it as good as it came. Instead of standing here and darshaning, everybody darshans, oh, what a shvera welt, what a terrible welt, what a beard there is in this world. Who could overcome it? Look at it the other way. The Eibishter trusted me. The Eibishter believes in me. The Eibishter believes in me. The Eibishter believes in me and trusts me. And you have to realize that I have the ability to overcome while the Eibishter trusted me. And therefore, I could swim. Because I'm not afraid of the water. I'm lighter than the water. And I realize that I have the ammunition to be able to swim in the water. I have the ammunition. The ammunition is Torah Gedoisha. Torah Gedoisha is the simen of a yid, the kaskeses of a yid. A fish has snapir, the kaskeses. Without a snapir and a kaskeses, he can't exist. He can't be tor. A kosher fish goes always, or most of the time against the stream. Why? Because the snapper and the kaskeses protect him. A yid also has a snapper and kaskeses. It says in Talmud from Heilige Goyin, kaskeses is Yishmael and Esav. Kash is Yishmael is Esav. V'hoye beis Esav lekash, and Yishmael is keshes. Roy v'kashos. And we have a koyach of kaskeses. We have a koyach against Yishmael, against Esav, to swim in the water and not be influenced. Yeah. How? Torah Gedoisha. Torah Gedoisha. Torah Gedoisha gives us the koyach. That's the koyach that we have. The Torah Gedoisha gives me the koyach. That's why kaskeses is begematria Gemara Masnissen. Because when you learn Mishnah and Gemara, Torah Shebal Peh, that's where you have your koyach from. That's where you have your koyach to swim in the water. That's where you have your koyach to overcome the water. Only so. So when it comes in a gzeira, as we realize, mili ma'al yisa, that I see the Torah shetishtakach, and we realize that it's coming takashveres manim. We don't fool ourselves. We don't live and dig ourselves under the ground and make ourselves oblivious that there is no problem. I heard from the Rosh Yeshiva Rav Rosenblum, Zechet Tzadik V'Kaddish Levracha, a mumche and chinuch. He said, a manal of a yeshiva that says, by me in yeshiva there's no problem, doesn't know what's going on in his yeshiva. There's no such thing as no problem today. We're molly problems. The street is one shtick problem. And you can't hide that there is a problem. It's achdan eitzah to the problem. The eitzah to the problem is that you have to do eitzahs. And the eitzah is that you have to protect yourself. And the greatest protection is Torah HaKadosha. Limud HaTorah. Torah HaKadosha. That's the Eibish they gave us. That's why he bin Soya Aron Vayoyim HaMoshe. The Aron is our protection. The Aron is what keeps us. The Aron is what have the koyach to be bin Soya, to go through the world and still stay. And still stay above and to swim and to go through the hard waters and to come out whole and not to drown. Comes the summer months. From one side, summer months are nesyonos. From the other side, there's much more time to learn for everybody. For everybody is much more time to learn. There's much more ruyikait to learn. To learn with a ruyikait, to learn in a oifen that the Torah HaKadosha taka becomes part of you. That's our only eitzah. That's our only eitzah in Yemei HaKayit. The only eitzah is dveikus in Torah. To enter, take your mind and to delve into the Torah. That your mind should be occupied with Torah. And that elevates the person that is able to overcome. We have to realize what Torah is. It says in Agoyis Ashri in Baba Metzia. Amor Dike Maise. In Perek Elu Metzias. Ruvain bore a roof, from a goy becheskas shehu bedil. Becheskas, that the roof is made out of lead. Reuven went and sold the gag to Shimon. Shimon went and started to take off the top of the gag, the bedil, and he found inside gold. Givana din teira, who does it belong to? Reuven said, you paid me for a gag of bedil. You didn't pay me for gold. The gold is mine. Paskin dagoyis ashri. That Reuven never owned the gold because he didn't know that he owned gold. When he bought it from the goy, he was bought it that it was bedil. So he never had a kinyan in the gold. So when he sold the bedil, the gag of bedil to Shimon, so it belongs to Shimon. As I paskin dagoyis ashri. Zok de heilige ishbitze. What do I learn from this Agoyis Ashri? That in something that you don't know what it is, you can't have a kinyan. Zok de kinyan in Torah, if you don't know what Torah is, you can't have a kinyan in Torah. If you don't realize the shivas of Torah, and you don't realize kedushas of Torah, and you don't realize what the Torah is, then it's impossible to have a kinyan in Torah, because that's what it says in Agoyis Ashri. That if you don't know that you own something, you don't know, you think it's bedil, and it's really zav, you don't have the zav. So if so, if we want that the Torah should become mine, and the Torah should be a kinyan, there is a certain nekuda of knowing the chshivas in Torah. So let's talk about the chshivas in Torah. So in order that we should be able to be kind of Torah, it says in Tana de Be'eliyahu, Adam Yoshev Vishayne HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev V'Shoyne Kenegdei. Person gets up in the morning, he comes to Beis Medrash, he sits down to learn before davening a shiur. He opens up the Gemara, Midav Hob Memuna, every word in Chazal is Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev V'Shoyne Kenegdei. The Eibishter is sitting and learning with him. Moiradik. What do I have from it? The Eibishter is learning with me. Moiradik is Chia. Oh, but let's listen to what it says in Beis Yisrael, Pashas Dvarim. Mistame, the biggest chiddush that it says in all five volumes. A chiddush neira ad miyot. You're learning Besechtes Zvachim Perek Beis Shammai, Daf Yomi, Shveres Tiklach Gemara. So you know the Gemara. You understand very well that the Briskei Rav and Abchaim understood the Gemara better than you. You know very well that the Rishonim understood the Gemara better than them. And you know Zichr that Abaye and Rav, when they said the Gemara, and the way I learned the Gemara, has zero comparison. So come to Chais, that with that Torah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu in Sinai, I have zero Shaychis. When I say the Gemara, HaPigel V'Anoise V'Atomish HaEl Al-Gabu Mizbech Pokem Hem. Yeah, what do I know? It's the same as Pigel the Nois of Tommy that was said in Har Sinai. I've had an issue because my Avon is zero compared to what was said in Har Sinai. Ah, the Eibishter comes and teaches you the Gemara on your level, so it should be Teiras Hashem. You heard? You heard what Ayid is Zeuche? Ayid get land the free Zvachim Perek Beishamai. And it has zero shaykhis to me Kabbalah Sateira. Kum the Ribbeinu Shel Olam and land with them on whose level? On our low level that it should be the Ribbeinu Shel Olam's Teira. You have your own private Maimed Har Sinai. Now I understand the Gemara. Gemara says, Mahosom Be'emo Bereses Ubezio. Just like by Maimed Har Sinai, you had to sit Be'emo Bereses Ubezio. You had to stand Be'emo Bereses Ubezio. Azay daf melanin Torah. I don't understand. Why do I have to learn Torah just like Har Sinai? Har Sinai given the Eibishter. Why do I have to learn Torah by Har Sinai, like Har Sinai? Oh, but yet that is clear. If we realize that we are all at Maimed Har Sinai constantly, with Zaycha to our own Maimed Har Sinai. That's the Torah that we're learning. Such a different look at the Torah that we're learning. The Torah that we're learning becomes such a choshev a Torah. Then you could have a kinyan in Torah. There's no need to end the Musar of it. One can take this Musar and say, you're not allowed to do this when you learn, you're not allowed to do this when you learn. There's no need for it. Because if you realize the Nekuda, that you're by Maimed Har Sinai, then you know yourself the way you're supposed to be. Wie der Heilige Rebbe Rabbunim of Peshischa gesagt, der Rebbe Rabbunim of Peshischa hat gesagt, amoyredike Moshel. Three people were in a bar. Two chachomim and a tippish were put into a dungeon. Dark, no light. Every day, the people that put them into prison let down food. But the food was every day packaged differently. And the tippish didn't know how to open it. And one chachom sat every day with the tippish and taught him how to open it. After a while, the first chacham got very upset with the second chacham. I do it every day. Why don't you help me? Doctor, you don't understand. You don't see? I'm in the middle of opening a tunnel to bring in a little bit of light. If you bring in a little bit of light, you won't have to teach him every day. This time it's packaged this way, this time it's packaged this way. Doctor, Rabbi Rabunim, if you're going to have to tell a person today, don't do this, tomorrow, don't do this, nobody's going to listen to you. That's probably the biggest mistake in chinuch. If today we darshan, this is no good. Today we darshan, this is no good. So all you're telling me every day, you're not allowed to do anything. But if you'll enlighten a person to see the goods is, if you'll give a person to understand that when he learns Torah, he's by the Rebbeinu Shem's Mamid Har Sinai. You don't have to tell him, don't do this when you learn, don't do this when you learn. You can't do this when you learn. Because the Chabstach, the light, the Gelechtig says, the Grace is. And that's what we have to understand, the Graceguide from Torah, the Schia of learning Torah, and what you Zeicha when you learn Torah. And when you realize what you zeicha, you learn Torah, then you could be kind of the Torah, you could be kind of the shlemus of Torah, and then you could have the kinyan of Torah, that the Torah should protect you, and the Torah should take you through the hard times, and the Torah should give you the ability to be able to swim through the hard times, and be zeicha to overcome the shver zmanim. Let's end with one word. The Heilige Sanzerov had gewünscht in his days, am so zeiche sein zu sein, de Spitzkrön von Melech HaMashiach. You should be zeiche to see the top of the crown of Melech HaMashiach. I understood it to be, you'll stand far away, don't read the chayin that you're going to come to Melech HaMashiach and you're going to hug him and say, I waited for you so long, why didn't you come till now? You're going to be far away, you're going to see the Spitzkrön. It's probably true. Aber choba naye pshat. Amatona min ha-shamayim amur dike pshat. When you take a crown, as far as I remember from pictures of a crown, on the spitz of the crown, there are the most precious stones. The crown goes up, and on the spitz, there's a precious stone. Where do you get precious stones from? From the dirt, from the filth of the earth. You go down deep. And you mine out precious stones. You know where the precious stones from Melech HaMashiach's crown are going to come from? From our generation. Because we live in the greatest dirt. And in this dirt, those who stay good are going to bring precious stones. Those are the sons of Gizokt. You should be zeichet to see the Spitzkrein. You know what means the Spitzkrein? Those special stones that we are making with our Aveda and living in the degraded immoral world that we live in, and we take out the nicest stones that the Doris ever took out, the most precious stones that the Doris ever took out, and that is going to be the Spitz from the Krein from Melech HaMashiach, and we should all be zeicha to see it b'mehera b'yameinu.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.